好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord。
每当我们要分享神的话语的时候，总有平安和喜乐与我们同行。
Each time when we want to share God's word and God's grace and the joy and the peace always be with us.
今天讲到的题目是神的义与人的不义。
The sermon title today is God's righteousness and the man's unrighteousness.
我们开始讲到以前有个祷告，把时间交给神。
Before preaching, let's pray.
天父上帝，感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
主啊，你的公义安定在天。
Lord, your righteousness just stand firm just in heaven.
你的怜悯与慈爱遍洒大地。
Your mercy and the love is just full of this world.
你的以马内利是你在人间的见证。
Your Emmanuel is the testimony in the world.
你让福音成为大能，要相信的人成为你的儿女。
You allow the gospel just be the power of God to save all who believe in you.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你最大的公义就是你的儿子舍命在十字架上。
Because the greatest righteousness that is your begotten, your only son died on the cross.
求你带领我们今天的时间。
Lord, please guide our time.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
今天讲到的题目是神的义与人的不义。
The sermon title today is God's righteousness and the man's unrighteousness.
今天的信息要谈两个重要观念了。
So we'll talk about the two important concepts in today's message.
一是神的义，二是人的不义。
One is God's righteousness and the other is man's unrighteousness.
他是讲人的不义好像比较容易理解，会不会啊？
So actually, it's easier to understand humans that unrighteousness, right?
因为我们比较熟悉嘛。
Because we're familiar with that.
我们生来就是罪人。
Because we're born and we're the sinner.
我们因为自己是个罪人，会犯罪。
Because we're the sinner, so we will sin.
那罪人和犯罪的本身就是不义嘛。
So the sinner and also the sin that is the unrighteousness.
这是我们每天很熟悉的部分，对吧？
This is the part that we're familiar with daily.
你不信，只看看自己每天所思所想、所言所行，都充满了不义啊。
Look at it, everything that we think, we say, and do, and it's full of unrighteousness.
什么是不义呢？
So what is unrighteousness?
不义就是与神不相合的部分，就是不义了。
So unrighteousness, that is the opposite to God's righteousness.
不义就是不对。
Unrighteousness is wrong.
不义就是罪孽。
So unrighteousness, it's sin.
罪孽呢，就是邪恶，对吧？
And sin, it's evil.
所以人心比万物都诡诈，就这么来的嘛。
So that is the human heart is the deceitful in all things.
但是谈到义呢，就有点抽象。
However, when we talk about the righteousness, it seems a bit of abstract.
一方面又不能够以不义作为标准去定义这个义。
On one hand, we cannot use unrighteousness as a standard to define righteousness.
那另一方面呢，我们对义的概念又是抽象、茫然无知的。
On the other hand, our concept aboutRighteousness is that kind of just kind of puzzled and it's abstract.
我们或许可以说义呢就是不义的相反。
And we can say that the righteousness is the opposite of
unrighteousness. 但是其实我们对这个地步与尺度却不了解。
However, we just do not know its extent and measure.
其实这就是我们为什么要读经，为什么离不开上帝的启示的原因啊。
That is the reason why we just have to read the Bible and we cannot do without God's revelation.
好，我们先看第一点吧。
Let's look at the first point.
神的义显于不义。
God's righteousness is revealed in unrighteousness.
这个逻辑上是通的，道理上不通。
And logic is the same, but the meaning actually is not quite the same.
保罗当年的逻辑也是如此。
Paul's logic is the same.
因为他要解决一个对上帝公义的理解和判断。
He has to face the understanding of God's righteousness.
他跟我们一样也是遇到了难题，如何去定义上帝的公义呢？
He also faced this the tough issue, how to define.
他的角度其实蛮有那么一点逻辑学的人本主义作为开始点。
Actually, with his perspective, it just starts from the humanism.
他提出一个特别的角度。
So Paul offers a special perspective.
目的是要帮助我们如何理解神的公义。
In order to help us to understand God's righteousness.
当然，这也是上帝在圣经当中启示的痕迹，让我们去观察的。
Of course, and that is a mark that God left in the revelation to us.
首先是义在不义中显明啊。
First, righteousness is revealed in unrighteousness.
我再讲多一次，这个很绕口，不容易理解。义在不义中显明。
Let me say one more time. It's not quite easy. Righteousness is revealed in unrighteousness.
保罗在这里讲的这个逻辑切口是很干净的，没有留下任何的拖泥带水的。
So Paul explains this in logic. It's very clear cut.
要约翰在得到神的启示的时候怎么说呢？
So when John received revelation from God, and he said,
他在约翰福音一章五节是如此这般的教导我们。
So John said this in John, the book of John, chapter 1, verse 5.
他说光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it.
那这句话它充满了这个逻辑上的悖论，对吗？
So here, it's just kind of paradox in the logic.
光就是上帝嘛。
The light, that is God.
黑暗就是人罪恶的世界嘛。
Darkness is the world that is the sinful world.
光就代表着公义嘛。
So light represents God's righteousness.
罪恶的代表着不义嘛。
So and also the darkness just represents unrighteousness.
所以光照在黑暗就是公义来到不义当中嘛。
The light shines in the darkness, meaning and the righteousness come to the unrighteousness. So what happened?
呀，黑暗却不接受光。
So the darkness has not overcome it.
就是人的不义对神的公义是抗拒、不接受的。
That is, humans' unrighteousness does not accept or just go against God's righteousness.
但是神就是光啊。
However, God is light.
圣经说，在他毫无黑暗呐。
In Him, and there's no darkness.
我们知道，基督耶稣道成肉身，就是神的公义来到不义的人当中的以马内利，对不对？
So the incarnation of Jesus Christ is God's righteousness come among the unrighteousness people. That's God's Emmanuel.
按照今天的主题，就是上帝的义来到人的不义当中去显明上帝的义，对不对？
So according to the verse, and that is God's that His righteousness come to.The unrighteousness.
我们去传福音的时候也是同样的道理啊。
When we preach the gospel, that's the same.
那留意那个时候我们自己不是光了。
Remember, at that time, we are not the light.
但是我们是将神的光带进不信主的人群当中的黑暗之中。
So for us, we just bring the light into the darkness.
是将神的公义带进这个不义的世界之中。
And just bringing God's righteousness into an unrighteous world.
或者说不用说去传福音吧。
Or not to mention, like when we share the gospel.
作为上帝儿女，每天生活的点点滴滴，都是在为主做见证。
So every detail of the God's children, what we live, is to testify for God.
我们每一个见证。
So each of our testimony.
其实都在仰望为我们创始成终的主耶稣基督啊。
It's looking to our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.这个见证是怎么一回事呢？
So what is this kind of testimony?
这个见证是超越人的生死，因着信仍旧在说话呀。
So the testimony transcends human life and death and still speak by faith.
呀，陈妈妈是11号去世。
So Tan Mama she passed away November 11th.
她世上活了107岁。
She lived 107 years old.
那上帝带领我呢，6号到11号去瑞典去看了她一下。
God just let me just to go to Sweden to visit her from November 6th to 11th.
事情过了之后，她的女儿给我打电话，把整个去世的过程给我讲了一遍。
So when after I left and her daughter just tell me about the details of the whole and those the procedure.
我们大概谈了大概一个多小时的时间。
We just talked for about an hour.
我跟陈妈妈和她的家庭，她的大，特别是她大女儿，有30多年的交情，30多年主内的感情。
So I have about 3 years and the incredible relationship with the Chen Mama and her family.
所以她在安息礼拜当中呢
，In her memorial service，
也会代表我去读一节经文。
Also, she just.Just representing just to read a verse.
就是在希伯来书11章4节。
In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4.
我在这不读了，意思就是他的信仍旧在说话。
So at the meaning of the verse is that because that by faith it still speak.
我跟师母跟方丈阿姨讲，有一天我去世的时候，我的墓碑上也要把这节经文放上去，说我的信或者他的信仍旧在说话。
And I also told my wife and the minister Flora, and the, so just put the this verse and still speaks by faith on the monument.
这也是我给弟兄姐妹的鼓励啊。
And that is my encouragement to brothers and sisters.
求神帮助我们生前死后都在为主做美好的见证。
May God just help us, and when we are alive or after we die, and we just testify
for God. 求主帮助我们，让我们的信心在生前死后都仍旧在说话。
Allow our faith still be speak, and by faith.
就如神的义在人的不义当中说出神公义的福音，为的是要拯救世人的弟兄姐妹。
Just as God's righteousness exists in man's unrighteousness, and the gospel of God's righteousness is spoken in order to save the world.
今天的道有一点深，但很重要，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, and today's sermon is a little very deep and very it's not easy, but I hope you can understand.
保罗的希腊文的逻辑学是非常非常到位的。
Paul's Greek logic is very, it's that it's so excellent.
作为我们来讲，平常从小到大的逻辑学训练不是太好的，现在读经是一个机会补足我们的不足啊。
So for us, if we do not just receive those learning in the logic, and now it's a time that we can just to compensate with our shortage.
当然，我也可以跟大家讲一些软趴趴的道，比较容易听得懂的道。
Of course, I can also preach the sermon that's very easy.
也比较容易讨得你们的喜欢了。
And also, maybe I can just easily just please you.
但是确实你们失去了一个成长的机会。
However, if in that case, you just lost opportunity to grow.
既然圣经拣选了保罗当年作为讲员，作为圣经的话语，我们今天也是这个学习的契机了。
Since God just chose Paul and just to be the speaker during the time and recorded in the Bible, and now today is also opportunity for us to learn.
其次是人在公义中无语。
Secondly, people are speechless in righteousness.
这个角度也非常特别啊。
This view perspective is also very special.
我每每读圣经的时候，总觉得上帝的话语的奇妙无比，奇妙的大能啊。
Each time when I read the Bible, I just feel that God is so amazing.
神人在神的公义当中，坦率讲，除了感谢与赞美，你也说不出什么话来。
In God's righteousness, people can't say anything except thanks and praise.
有没有想过这句话代表着什么？
Have you ever thought what this means?
这句话意味着什么？
So, what does the sentence mean?
这个其实就是我们敬拜赞美的缘由啊，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, this is why we worship and praise.
我们每周的主日崇拜为什么要唱诗赞美呢？
Why should we sing and praise every Sunday worship?
因为除了赞美，人在神公义面前就无语了。
Because apart from praise, people are speechless before God's justice.
给读读启示录的经文，大概晓得这个意思了。
So when we can just read the book of Revelations to understand this.
当启示录中的24位长老与四活物在敬拜的时候呢？
When the 24 elders in Revelation worship with the four living creatures.
圣经就有一句话说出来了。
Then the Bible says.
是从宝座中流出来的。
And it came just from the throne.
他说有声音从宝座出来说，神的众仆人啊，凡敬畏他的，无论大小，都要赞美我们的神啊。
And from the throne came a voice saying, Praise our God, all you his servants, you who fear him, small and great.
所以弟兄姐妹。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
下面这句话很重要，盼望大家把它记起来，好不好？
So, next sentence is so important, I hope you just write it down.
所以无语就是没有言语的意思，无语是人向神发出敬拜与赞美的最高形式。
Therefore, being speechless is the highest form of worship and the praise to God.
在此我也鼓励弟兄姐妹。
I also encourage brothers and sisters.
我也鼓励我们的弟兄姐妹要如此这般的。
I encourage brothers and sisters, let's do the same.
鼓励我们国际网络联合教会的弟兄姐妹，在每一个礼拜、每周的敬拜中站立向神发出赞美。
Here, I also encourage our brother and sister in International Online United Church to stand and praise God during our weekly worship.
愿意神在我们当中掌王权居首位啊。
May God has a sovereignty among us.
好，最后是神在审判中掌权。
Finally, God reigns in judgment.
当神的义在人的不义中显明时，
When God's righteousness is revealed in man's unrighteousness,
神就在掌权啊。
God is in control.
义与不义相遇就是审判，弟兄姐妹。
Brother and sister, the encounter between righteousness and unrighteousness is judgment.
我再讲多一句，好吗？
Let me say one more time.
义就是公义，与人的不义相遇本身就是审判。
the encounter between righteousness and unrighteousness is judgment.
而判断的标准呢，在圣经。
The standard of judgment is in the Bible.
就是神口中的话语。
Which is the word spoken by God.
神说有就有，命立就立啊。
For he spoke and it came to be. He commanded and it stood firm.
或是得救，或是灭亡，呀，都在乎神口中的一句话，弟兄姐妹。
Whether you're saved or perish depends on a word from God's mouth.
呀，主在教导门徒祷告的时候怎么说呢？
When the Lord taught his disciples to pray, he said.
就是我们很熟悉的主祷文了。
That is the Lord's prayer. We're familiar.
呀，马太说，因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。阿门，对不对？
For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
我们有的时候会对人生有些阶段会感到害怕，会不会啊？
Sometimes in our life stage, and sometimes we have the fear.
那如何能不害怕呢？
How can we not be afraid?
就是今天在这里讲的，我们的主在掌权呢。
And that is the sovereignty of our Lord.
主掌权，你为什么还怕死呢？
So when we have God's sovereignty, why you have the fear?
生死都在主的权柄之下，我们属神的儿女还有必要害怕吗？
Either life or death, it's all in God's control, and why should we be afraid?
因为主掌权就是我们信心的底气啊，弟兄姐妹。
Because the sovereignty of our Lord is a basis of our faith.
无论我们遭遇怎样的事情，都不会害怕。
No matter what happens to us, we will not be afraid.
或生或死，都是主的人呐。
Either life or death, and we belong to God.
无论我们处在怎样的光景当中，主都是我们的主啊。
No matter what kind of circumstance we're at, and we belong to God.
因为爱我们的主在人生的终点掌王权，居首位，并且拥有话语权呐。
For the Lord who loved us reigns and has the first place in the end of life and has the final say.
而且是终极的话语权。
As ultimate, his final words.
呀，神是最后那一位说话的。
God is the one who said words the last.
他拥有权柄。
He has a sovereignty.
呀，他手中的权柄是从永远到永远。
The sovereignty in him lasts till eternity.
我虽然不知道明日要生何时。
Although I don't know what will happen tomorrow,
我们所信的主却掌管着明天了。
The Lord we believe is thus in just a does control tomorrow.
请问我们当中还有害怕死亡的吗？
So among us, is there anyone who's afraid of death?
求神帮助我们。
May God help us.
成为一个坦然无惧的人。
Let's be the one, just be bold and not to be afraid.
不是因为自己胆儿肥，乃是因为主掌权了。
It's not what the kind of courage we have, but it's God has a sovereignty.
好，我们来看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
神的义本于公义。
God's righteousness is based on righteousness.
写讲章的时候写的是觉得有点绕口啊。
So when I write the sermon, actually the sentence is just kind of awkward.
那神的义又本于义是什么意思呢？
God's righteousness is based on righteousness. So what does that mean?
道理很简单，讲的就是神就是那位自有拥有的神。
Actually, the reason is very simple. It means that God is the God who exists from eternity.
他的公义是不需要解释，无可辩驳的。
So his righteousness needs no explanation, no argument.
对于上帝的儿女，这是毋庸置疑的事情。
And for God, actually his righteousness is no doubt.
那这又是一个怎样的道理呢？
So what does that mean?
保罗又是怎么去说明这个道理的呢？
How did Paul explain this?
首先是本于信，以至于信。
First of all, it is based on faith and leads to faith.
这是又是怎么理解这个问题呢？
Then how do we understand this?
因为如果连信心都是出于神，都是神所赐的。
If faith comes from God,
那人还有什么好夸口的呢？
What else do people have to boast about?
保罗说，因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信。罗马书一章十七节，对不对？大家都记得，也很熟悉的。
In Romans chapter 1, verse 17, Paul said, "For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith, and it is written, the righteous shall live by faith."
要关于神的义在福音上显明出来，是圣经的核心价值观，对吧？
So God's righteousness revealed in the gospel, actually, that is the core.
神对亚当夏娃说，你吃的日子必定死啊。
God told Adam and Eve, the day you eat it, you will die.
但是你又死不起，死了你就没了。
But you cannot afford to die.
神又爱你，怎么办呢？
And God loves you, so what can God do?
神的爱与神的公义 在哪里才能够得到合一呢？
So God's love and God's righteousness, so how can he just combine those in one?
他只能是在将福音带来的基督身上合而为一嘛。
He can only do that just from the gospel just bring us in Christ.
这就是神的儿子为罪人舍命的缘故啊。
That is the reason God's only son just died for the world.
对，这个道理我讲了很多遍了，对吧？
I explained this that for many times.
那对于属神儿女来说呢？
For God's children.
信耶稣是一件理所当然的事情呢？
Believing in Jesus is a matter of course.
甚至也毫无可夸之处。
And there's nothing to boast about.
当然对于这个世界来讲，耶稣基督为羊舍命的事情本身就是天大的神迹奇事。
So for the world, and Jesus Christ died for the world, and that is the greatest the miracle.
对于这个宇宙万物来讲，有人相信耶稣也是震天撼地的事情啊。
So for the world, and actually Jesus died for the world, and that is the it's kind of astonishing.
但是对于上帝的儿女来讲，却是毫无可夸之处。
However, for God's children, and there is nothing to boast about.
这就是神的公义。
This is God's righteousness.
神的公义就表明他是唯一配得荣耀颂赞的主。
God's righteousness shows that He is the only Lord worthy of glory and praise.
我们将信心对准他。
Directing our face to God.
就说明这是一件对的事嘛。
It shows that this is the right thing to do.
在信的人看来呢？
In the eyes of those who believe.
这也是理所应当的。
And that is a matter of course.
也是一件全然公义的事情。
It is completely righteous.
那当然在不信的人看来就截然相反了。
In the eyes of the unbelievers, it's totally opposite.
因为在不信的人看来，对于有人相信耶稣，他觉得是格格不入的。
In the eyes of the unbelievers, when these people believe in Jesus Christ, it is something out of place.
我记得在文化大革命的时候。
I remember during the Cultural Revolution.
Yes, 那单位里谁信耶稣，谁有信仰，那都要一向组织上登记去说明的。
So during the Cultural Revolution, if anyone who believes in God and they need to report to at the authority,
甚至也会鼓励人相互的告发。
They also encourage people just to reveal about this fact.
哎呀，某某某某人他是信耶稣的。
And to say the someone who is the one believing Jesus.
以后什么提干啊、入党啊、发工资、什么福利就再与他无关了。
And it will just affect for them to be promoted or just get a raise.
对于外邦人来讲，信耶稣是一件奇怪的事情。
So for the Gentiles, it is a weird thing for people to believe in Jesus Christ.
当然，作为我们信耶稣的那方，当然完全理解嘛。
Of course, for the believers, and we understand this.
因为一个眼瞎、耳聋、心灵愚蒙的人，他怎么可能认识神呢？
So for those who are blind, deaf, or spiritually ignorant, of course they cannot know God.
其次是荣耀必胜过虚谎的。
Second, the glory will prevail over lies.
那这又是什么道理呢？
So what does this mean?
荣耀是唯独属神的，对吧？
Glory belongs to God alone.
但是却被世人所觊觎的。
But it's coveted by the world.
在保罗的逻辑选言之里边呢？
In Paul's logical selection,
人甚至不惜企图用人的虚谎来越发显明神的荣耀，对不对？
People even try to use human lies to more and more reveal the glory of God.
这个时候荒谬也在说话了。
So the absurdity seems to be saying.
因为荒谬仿佛在说什么呢？
So what does the absurdity say?
他说：“你们看，我每次说谎话都在显明神的公义啊。”
So it says that you see, every time I tell a lie, I reveal God's glory, that the righteousness, so that God is glorified.
因为神是公义嘛，显明我是错的嘛。
So since God is the righteous one, and that I reveal my mistake,
神的荣耀，我就多多的去撒谎。
So in order for God to receive His glory, then I would lie.
好吧，既然得不到荣耀也没有关系。
So it doesn't matter if I don't get a glory.
人都喜欢抢神的荣耀的，知道不？
So human like to grab God's glory.
他是这意愿不意愿，都在抢夺神的荣耀。
So no matter it's a willingness or just by something, they just want to grab God's glory.
也与你的动机或者不动机也没有关系，你都在抢夺神的荣耀。
It has nothing to do whether you have a motive or not.
你只要略略的不警醒，你就在抢夺神的荣耀。
If you are not becautious enough, you are just grasping God's glory.
这个时候荒谬继续在说话了。
So now, and it just continue to talk.
荒谬继续说什么呢？
So what does that absurdity say?
荒谬说得不到荣耀也没有关系啊。
It says that it doesn't matter if I don't get a glory.
那我就退而求其次呗，去求个荣誉也好。
Then I'll settle for the next best thing and seek honor.
于是乎世间就出现许多的荣誉称号。
As a result, many honorary titles have appeared in the world.
比如说荣誉董事长啊。
Such as honorary chairman,
荣誉总经理啊，
honorary general manager,
荣誉博士啊，
honorary doctorate,
甚至连荣誉牧师也走进了教会，走进人的心中啊。
And even pastor emeritus have entered the churches and the people's heart.
今天在教会里边接受一个荣誉牧师是普遍的事情。
Right now, it's just so common, and in the church, and there are many so-called pastor emeritus.
但是大家想一想，但又如何呢？
Think about this, and so what?
你抢得了荣耀，夺取了荣誉，又如何呢？
So once you just rob God's glory, and so what about it?
要知道，人一旦抢夺了神的荣耀，就如同吃了一口满嘴沙的饭，难以吞咽。
Once a person robs God of his glory, it's just like eating a mouthful of rice that is full of sand and difficult to swallow.
假如你是属神的。
If you are the one, you belong to God.
你一旦抢夺了神的荣耀，平安就离你而走了。
Once you rob God's glory, the peace will just leave you.
也如同扫罗王当年一样的。
It's same just like a king Saul.
他抢夺了神的荣耀，圣经说圣灵就离他而去了。
King Saul robbed God's glory, and the Bible says the Holy Spirit just left him.
好，最后是罪人必因信称义啊。
Finally, the sinner will be justified by faith.
好，让我们回到神的公义来看。
Let's come back, look at God's righteousness.
就按照神的信心律行事为人。
So, and just do your deeds according to God's law of faith.
如此这般活得比较简单。
In this way, it's easier to live.
什么叫做活得简单？
What does that mean to live simply?
Yeah, 所谓简单就是一个智慧人。他是将复杂的事情简单化。
To be simple, that is the wise people simplify complex things.
而愚昧人则是将简单的事情复杂化。
While fools complicate simple things.
信心是出于神，对不对？
Faith comes from God, right?
也是神赐给人的唯一的道路。
And that is the only way God gives to man.
Yeah, 我们可能信主的时候会有不同的原因或者经历。
People may have had many different reasons or experience when they believe in God.
但是在本质上就是因为神的义。
But in essence, it is because of God's righteousness.
因此人信主就是智者的道路。
Therefore, believing in the Lord is the way of the right,
the wise. 一个人信得越简单就越蒙恩也越充满了智慧。
The simpler your faith is, the more grace you will receive and full of the wisdom.
所以圣经说，听见就信了的人是何等有福，对吧？
So the Bible says, how blessed are those who hear and believe.
耶稣的门徒多马 Thomas, 他摸了主的钉痕手之后怎么样？
So after Thomas, God's disciple, touched the Lord's nail-marked hands, what happened?
耶稣就对他说了一句流传至今的话。
And Jesus said to him, and we can tell.
他对多马说：“你因看见了我才信，那没有看见就信的，有福了。”
Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed.
从此多马就成了智者了。
From then on, Thomas became a wise man.
成为智者之后，他就至死忠心。去传福音了。
And Thomas was faithful to death in preaching the gospel.
好，我们来看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
人的罪，人的不义，源于罪呀。
Man's unrighteousness stems from sin.
其实人的不义是源于罪，罪的工价乃是死，这是圣经的核心价值观呢。
Man's unrighteousness stems from sin, and because the wages of sin is death.
也是借着耶稣基督，借着圣经向我们启示的核心，对吧？
It is the core of a biblical revelation.
一方面，罪的工价乃是死。
On one hand, the wages of sin is death.
另外一方面，人在罪的面前又无能为力。
On the other hand, man is powerless in the face of sin.
这就是为什么神要差派的独生爱子耶稣基督道成肉身，专门来洗净我们的罪啊。
That's why God sent His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to become flesh and specifically come to cleanse us from our sins.
那这个罪又是如何进入到我们人的生命里边来的呢？
How does the sin just enter into our life?
保罗是如何展开这个论述的呢？
did Paul start from that explanation?
上帝又如何借着保罗来向我们启示的呢？
How did God reveal to us through Paul?
首先，无知是罪的动因啊。
First, ignorance is the cause of sin.
那无知又是如何驱动罪的动能呢？
So how does ignorance drive sin?
它是如何 activate 它、启动它的呢？
So how does the ignorance activate sins?
罗马书一章二十一节是这样向我们启示的。
Romans chapter 1 verse 21 tells us.
专门讲到无知是如何进入到人的生命。
It just explains how ignorance enters into our lives.
神的话语说，因为他们虽然知道神。
For although they knew God.
却不当作神来荣耀他。
They did not honor him as God.
也不感谢他。
Or give thanks to him.
他们的心思意念，他们的思念就变为虚妄。
But they just become futile in their thinking.
于是乎，无知的心就昏暗了。
And their foolish hearts were darkened.
大家慢慢咀嚼这一段话，讲的无知是如何在我们生命当中开始搅动我们内心的罪恶的心思意念。
So we just need to digest about this verse to understand about this kind of mindset.
亚当夏娃明知耶和华神是造他们的主啊，不能否定吧。
Adam and Eve, they knew that God is their creator.
但却明知神的吩咐而故意与神为敌啊。
But they knew God's command and deliberately turned against God.
所罗门王也是一样的。
Solomon was the same.
他明知他的父亲大卫与神的关系是胜过世间的一切啊。
Solomon knew that his father David's relation with God was better than anything else in the world.
他自己做了国王之后，也向神求智慧，胜过世上的荣华富贵啊。
So when Solomon became a king, he also seek God's wisdom, and it's better than the glory and wealth of the world.
但最终却经受不起世间的诱惑，讨了许多国外的老婆呀。
However, at the end, he just could not withstand the temptation.Of the world, and he just married so many concubines.
随从远近的风俗。
He just followed the customs of far and near.
渐渐地走上拜偶像、远离神，陷入到无知的结局了。
And Solomon ended up, he just worshipped idols, stayed away from God, and fell into ignorance.
其次呢，审判是公义使然呐。
Secondly, judgment is due to righteousness.
审判是什么呢？
What is
审判就是对万有发出上帝的结论呢。
Judging all things is God's ultimate mission.
所以审判万有是上帝的终极使命。
So judging all things, that is God's ultimate mission.
这也是由神的公义的本身来决定。
It is also determined by God's own righteousness.
神约翰，在拔摩群岛上得到的启示是什么呢？
In the revelation.That John received on the island of Patmos.
神对约翰说，不义的叫他仍旧不义，污秽的叫他仍旧污秽，对吧？
So God said to him that let the evildoers still do evil and the filthy still be filthy.
但是接下来他说，为义的叫他仍旧为义，圣洁的叫他仍旧圣洁。
And the righteous still do right and the holy still be holy.
这句经文就其实讲的简单点，就是讲呀，上帝是公义的。
This verse just tells that God is righteous.
上帝不但是公义的，而且上帝是掌权的。
God is not only the righteous one, also he has a sovereignty.
这人得救，那人沉沦，一切都是出于神。
This person is saved and the other person is perished. Everything comes from God.
只要有神的公义在
，As long as God's righteousness exists,
神就会为千万人存留。慈爱赦免罪孽过犯和罪恶万不以有罪的为无罪必追讨他的罪自父及子直到三世代
So God was just keeping steadfast love for thousands forgiving iniquity and the transgression of sin but who will by no means clear the guilty visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children and the children's childrenTo the third and the fourth generation.
今天在世上许许多多敌基督已经出现了。
Now in the world, and many antichrists already exist.
我们眼睁睁地看见这些敌基督在拆毁教堂、拆掉十字架、抓住上帝的儿女，特别是传道人、牧师，进到监狱里边去判刑、施酷刑，这是我们眼巴巴看见的。
And what we can see is those antichrists, they just destroy the church, and also the cross also arrested the pastor's minister and also just persecuted them.
香港的黎智英弟兄也被判刑。
In Hong Kong, brother Li Zhiying, and he was sentenced to prison.
有四十多位，四十五还是四十七位香港的民主人士也被判了四到十年的刑。
About more than 40 people proclaimed for freedom, and they were just sentenced and for more than 4 years in prison.
其中也有许多是我们主内的弟兄啊。
Many of them, they are our brothers in Christ.
可能我们心里边会想，哎呀，这样的事情如何是好的？
We may just think that, so what can we do with this?
主啊，难道你看不见吗？
Lord, don't you see that?
为什么任由这些邪恶在当权呢？
How can you just allow those antichrist to be in the authority?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我愿意在神的面前告诉你们一件事情。
Dear brothers and sisters, in Christ, I want to tell you this.
我也不希望我的弟兄姐妹不知道这个道理。
I would not like our brothers and sisters not to know it.
神不是不报，只是时候未到。
It's not God does not want to repay it. It's just that the time has not come yet.
时候一到，主必要报应的。
When time's up, and God for sure will repay that.
我们没有必要因为罪恶人仍然在逍遥而心生怨恨。
We don't have to feel just resentful because the wicked are still at large.
好，最后是不义的结局是毁灭。
Finally, the end of injustice is destruction.
人生在世的一大痛苦是什么呢？
So what is the greatest pain in life?
就是看见恶人在行恶，却似乎没有遭报应啊。
And that is to see the wicked doing evil things, but there seems to be no retribution.
只有人类历史上以来，这样的痛苦一直伴随着人类。
Since the human history, and all this kind of pain just go with us.
大卫王也这么说过。
King David also said.
他在诗篇三十七篇三十五节是这么样告诉我们。
In Psalms chapter 37, verse 35.
他说：“我见过恶人大有势力啊，好像一棵青翠树在本土生发啊。”
King David said, "I have seen a wicked, ruthless man spreading himself like a green laurel tree."
仿佛我们也看见今天的这些敌基督，好像经济蒸蒸日上。
It seems like we see those that antichrist and their economy is just booming.
这些敌基督以及他们的跟随者在世上仍然是耀武扬威啊。
And antichrist and his followers are still showing off their power in the world today.
仿佛他们仍在继续的嚣张啊。
And it seems like they are still just continuing to be arrogant.
请问我们是否会心怀不平呢？
Well, we just feel grievance.
但是有一天这些恶人必会被神所除灭。
One day, these evil people will be removed by God.
而且还会让我们看见什么呢？
And what will we see?
或许有一天我们心里边可能还牵挂着这些恶人的时候呢？
Maybe one day when we're still thinking about those evil people in our hearts.
经过他们的地方，突然发现恶人不见了。
When we pass by, and then we just find that the evil people are gone.
去哪了？
Where did they go?
不知道。
We don't know.
也没有必要去知道。
And we don't need to know.
我们只要知道有神在就够
了。As long as we know God is here.
因为你即使去寻找这些恶人，你也找不到。
Because even if we look for the weak, and we just cannot find them.
其实道理很简单的，弟兄姐妹。
Brother, sister, the reason is very simple.
因为不义的结局就是毁灭。
Because the end of injustice is destruction.
如果我们继续牵挂这些恶人，我们也会伴随着他们一起毁灭的。
If we just continue, just do not let go of those weak, and or do we just be bothered?
求神帮助我们，将我们的牵挂紧紧定睛仰望在为我们创始成终的主耶稣基督的身上。
May God just help us only focus on Lord and the one, our only God, last to eternity.
好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
神最大的义就是基督为罪人舍命。
The greatest righteousness of God is that Christ laid down His life for sinners.
而人最大的不义就是不信神为人所成就的拯救大功啊。
The greatest righteousness.
求神帮助，求神怜悯吧。
May God just help us that they give His mercy.
好，叫我们能够与神的公义为伍，存谦卑的心与神同行。
So that we can associate with God's righteousness and walk with God in humility.
好，我们去祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
我们愿意一切的荣耀颂赞都归给你。
May all the glory and the praise be yours.
你要一切敌基督的嚣张恶行不会长久。
All those evil deeds from the Antichrist will not last long.
我们也不需要去害怕。
We don't need to be afraid.
可能今天敌基督已经起来。
Maybe today the Antichrist is up.
呀，普丁也好像要丢原子弹。
Seems like Putin would just throw the nuclear the war.
可能有人继续要以呀去迫害教会为己任。
Maybe some people think that to persecute a church is their responsibility.
许许多多的艰难险境要临到神的儿女。
A lot of danger and the retribution will just come to the church.
但是我们因为是属上帝的，我们不用害怕魔鬼撒旦。
Since we belong to Jesus Christ, we don't need to be afraid of Satan.
因为你才是那位掌权者呀。
Because you are the one in control.
你是昔在、今在、永在的神。
You are the Lord, last till eternity.
你也是那位爱我们到底的主啊。
You are the Lord, I love us until the end.
谢谢恩主与我们同在。
Thank you, Lord, be with us.
听祷告，奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.